Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs. My retail investor journey from owning a few shares of AMC to ending up with over 1 trillion Grumpy Cat coin. Over 1 trillion, actually about a trillion and a quarter. 1.250 billion. It's crazy to have over a trillion of something. And it's been quite a journey. And we're at an interesting stage of that journey because I think hopefully we are on the verge of the end of this crypto winter and really an explosion. We have all these huge financial institutions, BlackRock and all these other ones that are doing these Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs, meaning that you're going to be able to buy a financial product from these big name people that really run the world, quite honestly. They own a huge part of most of the major corporations. And they're going to make owning crypto popular, crypto adoption, and you're going to be able to buy it and put it in your 401ks. And you're just going to see the crypto market explode in 2024. That's my hope, and that's what I was betting on. And I want to tell you a story. I'm making these videos now about visiting all 50 states. And when I went to New York City for a weekend, first time I'd ever really been, and had a great time. And I went to, there was a taping of the Today Show. And you know, in the morning, when they go do the outside segments, they let the crowd be behind the camera. And I showed up very early because I wanted to get a good spot to be on camera. And it was Mother's Day. And I wanted to wish my mom a happy Mother's Day. And I know they have a little mobile camera that tracks the crowd at the fence and gets shots of it. And I knew I'd get a close-up if I stood there. So I get there really early and I find the corner. I figure I'm going to get like this corner area where I'm going to, you know, maybe get the most camera time as the camera's going by. So I'm there early. There's nobody else around and I got my spot. Now, there's another group of people that showed up pretty early too. Now, they saw where the main camera was set up on a tripod and they lined up around there. Like if the camera was shooting the hosts, they were going to be right behind the host. Call that the main camera, if you will. So that was their bet. They were going to sit there behind the main camera and the main tripod, and they were assuming that's where the main camera was going to be, and that was going to be their spot. I was assuming, hey, they're going to have a little camera, and I saw them rehearse it, that's going to go along the crowd, and I want to be there for a close-up and shout out Happy Mother's Day to my mom. I think I had a little poster or something for her. Anyway, and we were there, like I said, very early in the morning. And finally, people started showing up. And as it turned out, both things were true. That they did do the main camera was right there. And the people that lined up early behind that main character, they got the most camera time. They were in the background and they got the most camera time. But they were pretty far back. Whereas I did get my close-up for those, you know, few seconds. And later on, I had someone record the episode, and later on I just took that video and slowed it down and used it in the video that I was making. But that was it. We sort of knew what was coming and everyone was making their bets. Now, you know, if there's going to be these Bitcoin ETFs, there's going to be these Ethereum ETFs, why am I not loading up on Bitcoin and Ethereum? And why am I taking a chance on a meme coin, Grumpy Cat coin? I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again. In 2015, if you invested $400 in Bitcoin, $400 in Ethereum, and then $400 in this crazy new thing, joke thing that came out called Dogecoin, if you had invested $400 in each of those and 5 years later sold it at or near the top of the bull run, you'd have made $50,000 on that $400 with Bitcoin. You'd have made $100,000 with the $400 you invested on Ethereum. But on Dogecoin, you would have made $1 million. And that's why I'm taking a chance on Grumpy Cat Coin. That I feel like I found a project that was super cheap and more importantly, had a good community behind it that would carry the day and would last through the dips and be there, hopefully through the rips as well. And that's why I'm making that bet. Could I be wrong? Absolutely, I could be wrong. And just missed the bus. And I'll tell you a story about another meme coin that came out around the time of Grumpy Cat Coin. And it was Jesus Coin. Now, I sort of have my issue about using Jesus's name for a cryptocurrency. And that's why I don't think I would ever invest in Jesus Coin, because I think it was somewhat exploitive of it. But then again, you say, you know, people use religion all the time to raise money and to do things with it, including the churches themselves and the religious leaders themselves. So this idea that there isn't money involved with religion is laughable, because there's a lot of it all the time. Just it's unusual for crypto. But you know what? For me, it's not for me. In my heart, I kind of know what I'm doing when I'm investing in crypto, and I try to keep that separate from what religious feelings I do have. So anyway, but I was aware of it, and I thought, I don't know, is this going to catch on or not? And I quite honestly, I forgot about it. Now, a week ago, I was going through some old tweets and stuff, and there was one about the time when Grumpy Cat came out and Pro the Doge was championing it, and there was some controversy. But one of the tweets that was replying to Pro about something was something saying, don't be grumpy, you know, fading Jesus at a 900K market cap, meaning it was at $900,000 market cap. Jesus was at that time. It came out in May, too. A lot of stuff came out after Pepe did to try to catch that wave. Anyway, and I was curious. I'm like, well, what did this Jesus coin ever do? Was this thing just a pump and dump, or was it a scam? So I looked it up. Jesus has been on fire lately. And at the time when that was, been like May 10th, May 15th or so, when that tweet and that post was made by that person, and it was at 900,000 market cap. Today, Jesus coin is between 40 and 70 million market cap, because it's been pumping the last few days. And even when I first got back on my radar on last Sunday, I didn't, but I could have invested, and I would have made some money there. But again, that's not for me. That's not what I do now. I don't chase projects. I'm not in for pump and dumps. Then I have my project, and I'm building it. I'm staying, and I'm building, and that's it. This is where it happens or it doesn't happen. I'm not running around chasing a bunch of crap. I have my group, I have my community, and I support Grumpy Cat Coin. But there's another example of what a meme coin to do. Imagine if you had bought, you know, hundreds of billions of Jesus coin when it first came out, and you held on to it. You didn't paper hand, you held on to it. Where would you be right now? Pretty good. Yeah, you know, probably hundreds of thousands of dollars in profit at this point, and a good chance for it to go up even more. But that's Jesus coin. And again, there's another good illustration of what a meme coin can do. The big thing is, can it survive those dips and rips? And I tried to listen to a Jesus space the other night. I wanted to ask them, like, what did you guys do to turn this around? Because when it came out, it had a couple of pumps, a couple of dumps, and then it, for the long period of time, it was, they call it the death channel, where it goes really low, and most cryptocurrencies don't come out of that. They die there. But this one did, and I was curious, what was it about Jesus coin that helped it? Now, they sell themselves as a coin that does good charity work, and it's there to support people, but obviously people buying it, they're there to make money as well. But that's what it's selling, and on the space call, people were talking about their faith in Jesus and the project itself. But that's what the selling point. It had something that people were passionate about. And while I never got to ask my question, eventually I left without saying anything. But that's what I took away from listening to that space coin. That coin was passionate about something, and it's a passionate about their faith in Jesus. But also, I'm sure, like I said, there's a lot of people there probably just trying to make money. And they're not mutually exclusive. You can have your faith in Jesus, and if you're going to invest in something, that's no worse than anything else you can invest in, right? And if you feel like the coin is going to do good in the world, then great. Have at it. And when I think about Grumpy Cat, I say, what are we passionate about? We talk about integrity. We want to bring integrity to the crypto space. We already have half a trillion Grumpy Cat coin dedicated to charity wallets. I think that's an avenue that we can, you know, explore again. But the idea is this: what are we passionate about? Is it about creativity? Is it about using your art to support a project? Now, the other thing I'll say is I've heard that there's going to be some major news coming. I don't know what. I don't know when. Hopefully within the next few days for Grumpy Cat Coin. So I don't know what it is, but I know that hopefully, you know, I've heard these type of things before. But it does give you hope that maybe something's coming down the line. Exactly what, I don't know. But, you know, I got as much as I could. And Ethereum is going to, you know, we'll see what happens with Ethereum. I'm grabbing as much Ethereum as I can before that gets too expensive. I remember when Ethereum was $4,000. And gosh, I think it was the summer of 2022. It went all the way down. It went all the way down to like $800. You could have bought an Ethereum for $800 in the summer of 2002. And again, it's easy to look back and see this, but when stuff is down, when stuff is cheap, when all hope is lost and you're the idiots for holding on to it, that's when you buy. Now, sometimes it may go lower, but that's when you can be rewarded. When it hits that bottom and you scoop it up then and it goes up. And even if it does if it doubles your money, then great, your investment paid for itself. But at any rate, at that time, I had Doge on Mars. Looking back, I wish I had put it in Ethereum. And I hope I don't look back in time and wish I had put my grumpy cat in Ethereum. But that certainly is a strategy. But to me, I don't know if that's going to be the kind of life-changing money that I want. I think long-term, that's a very good investment strategy. And if you're young, you're in your 20s, that's not a bad strategy to have. You know, if you got, you know, 20, 30 years of investing to look forward to, and you 2X, 3X your money, you know, every couple months, that's a good strategy. And you can make money that way. But for me, you know, I'm getting close to retirement and I want one big score. And that's why I'm doing the risky investments. And they're super risky. I'm not an idiot. I just lost my ass on AMC. I don't know if AMC will ever come back. I hope it does. But, you know, I've been through this before and this is just a one-time deal for me. I'm not going to chase a bunch of meme coins forever. I think I was when Pepe came out. It, you know, got my attention again, and I realized, though, I was too late for Pepe, and this Grumpy Cat coin looked good. This looked like a project where you could buy those massive amount, the hundreds of billions, the trillions, for just a few hundred dollars, for $1,000 or so. Right now, for a little over $3,000, you can buy a trillion Grumpy Cat. You will be a whale. A trillion Grumpy Cat coins is a whale in Grumpy Cat. You could be a crypto whale for about $3,000 right now. You just have to hold it and you just have to have faith. It's not something that happens overnight, but these are the times to get in big on these projects. And you never know what's going to be successful. Listen, I have a pick a Rick based on that Rick and Morty cartoon. And I thought I'd chase that and I bought like $40 and that's worth about 30 cents right now. And I said, thank God that's all I put in was $40. But it taught me the lesson, don't chase crap. Just find a good project and build it. And that's maybe in the end the best investment I ever made was it just taught me find a good investment and invest in it. Well, I'm going to probably wrap this episode up. I hope your investment strategy is doing well. AMC, frustrating as always. I want to have hope. I want to believe it could happen. I just honestly think there's too many things going against us. I do think you can make the case that Adam Aron, whenever he needs money, he's just going to sell AMC shares now, and that's going to make the price go down. Excuse me while I open something for my daughter here. There you go, Mia. And I think he doesn't want the squeeze to happen. And anytime we threaten to climb or go up, he's just going to release those shares, and whatever momentum we have is going to dissipate. And that's sad and unfortunate. I think the market is corrupt. I think the market maker and the hedge funds and the SEC, who works for all these people, that's who employs the SEC. They don't work for the government. They work for a billionaire hedge fund. That's where they go. They all go to these hedge funds when they're done with the SEC. Why would they kill their golden goose by actually enforcing anything? And every once in a while, they make a high-profile case to make it look like they're doing work. But rest of the time, they just let these people do whatever they want to do. I don't know. I hope AMC goes up. I'm not trying to spell FUD, but I'm also, I just got to be honest. And for me, I'm still holding a lot my AMC. But for me, I'm looking at Grumpy Cat Coin to be my redemption. I hope you join us or whatever project you have. I hope it works out. I wish it was something else I was going to say. The other idea I had for Grumpy Cat Coin, we're a small community And we need to get word of our project out there. And we don't pay for influencers. We don't hire people to do like pump and dumps and get all that going. But I was thinking of something. And I was trying to come up with a name with it, whether it's like hashtag catnip, hashtag cat tip, or hashtag catnip tip. Meaning like, hey, we say to people that if you create content for Grumpy Cat, be it a tweet, be it a video, and it does well. Like, let's say you make a YouTube clip and it gets 1,000 views or 10,000 views or even 100,000 views or 1,000,000 views, but you have that video that breaks out and it gets a lot of attention for Grumpy Cat Coin, and you have used the hashtag, you know, catnip, catnip tip, whatever it is to be distinctive and get people's attention, and you leave like a you have a wallet address that people could send you a crypto tip in or a super chat or whatever it is. But the idea is when you support Grumpy Cat, we support you. And that's one way you can get people to maybe start producing content on Grumpy Cat is the idea if I do it, people may send me a tip as a thanks. So it's not like we're hiring you to go do it. But if you do it and you do a great job and you get attention, then you know maybe you're rewarded with a tip. Well, anyway, well, thanks for listening. I hope everyone's doing well. We're into December. I can't believe it. The last month of 2023. I really hope 2024 is a super year for crypto. I hope these ETFs get approved. I hope we see an explosion like you wouldn't believe. We see Bitcoin rip into the, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. We see Ethereum go up to, you know, $10,000, $20,000, $40,000 in Ethereum. And Grumpy Cat Coin is paired with Ethereum. It's built on the Ethereum network. So when Ethereum goes up in value, Grumpy Cat Coin inherently goes up in value as well, independent of someone buying it. Now, if people are selling it, that hurts the price, obviously. But I've seen it where the Ethereum value has gone up, and then someone sells a little bit of Grumpy Cat Coin, so the price updates on the DEX, and instead of the price going down because someone sold it, the value of Ethereum going up compensates for that sell, and the price actually goes up when it's updated because of Ethereum going up in value. And the same thing can be true in reverse. If Ethereum value dumps and someone buys some Grumpy Cat, you think the price goes up, but because the price of Ethereum went down, it could hurt the price when it updates as well. So I do take that into consideration when I worry about like, well, what's going to happen? Am I positioned right? Am I doing the right thing? Am I in the right project? That even if it's just about Ethereum doing a 10x and going to $20,000, if that happens, Grumpy Cat should rise up with Ethereum. And once it starts to rise, it's one of those projects that people hopefully will put eyes on at that point. So I'm looking forward to that. Hey, good luck with whatever retail investments you're doing. Listen, I'm not a financial advisor, not financial advice. I just talk about my investment stories as a retail investor. I honestly, I always say this, I thought this podcast would last maybe 10 episodes when AMC had the MOAS, and it would be interesting to listen to this 10-episode podcast of AMC going to the moon. Didn't turn out that way. But my journey as a retail investor just started. At times, it's frustrating. I won't lie. It sucks. It absolutely sucks when you're down. But you get up. Things go up. Things go down. Get through the day and do the best you can. And if you believe in something and the price dips, grab a little bit. Because when it goes back up, it makes you feel that much better. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. Good luck on your investing.